producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
November 3rd, I'm Doug, she's Jennifer, he's Ken, and you are you. So if I were to say to you, Jennifer, what is the most important thing going on in the world today? If I differentiated the world from your world, what is the most important thing going on in your world this morning? And Kenny, get prepared, because I'm going to ask you the same question. What's important thing going on in your world?
I don't think I should tell you this because it's going to give you more ammunition. But if you promise to be good, I will give you the answer to the question.
If I promise to be good, what do I have to say?
Do you promise to be good, Dougie?
Well, depends on what do you use as a definition for good.
Well, the most interesting news story that I can tell you, the most interesting thing in my world.
To you, in your world.
To me, in my little world, is that I live in a very interesting community called Sunland, California.
Already I'm ready for this one. Oh boy!
Yeah, because you're not going to know this. Well, this is not your standard answer here.
Okay.
This is not Paul Ryan. This is not Donald Trump.
I'm looking at all the headlines today, and I can't find one that I really find intriguing.
Oh, you're going to like this one.
Okay.
Okay. So apparently, a homeless man who was living in a tent in the wash in my community.
Like the way it starts.
Yeah. So far, so good.
Went for a little walk this weekend because he was hunting gold.
Really?
Hunting gold. You like it so far?
Yeah,
hunting gold.
Yes, right.
And he found himself a hand.
A hand?
Just a hand.
Somebody's hand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chopped off of somebody's arm?
Uh-huh. Yeah, a hand.
Dismembered from somebody's body?
Correct, yes.
Wow, what a great neighborhood.
A white shriveled hand with white fingernails.
No. Wait a minute, is this a Halloween thing?
No, this man has been all over the news, really representing our town.
Really? All right, Kenny, take notes on this, because you're going to have to best this.
Yeah, I was simply out hunting for gold, and I found a hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you
going
to tell me this story anyway, or did I just happen to be, as Eric puts it, synchronistic,
tuned into your mind? I was trying to decide if I should post it on Facebook or not, because I thought, wow, this really represents my community nicely. But, yeah, you're the first, and all the local news media was in town, KTLA, NBC News. Everybody was out hanging out in the wash with this man who was hunting gold and found a hand.
Well, when we say hanging out in the wash is what's left of the LA River or the basins or whatever there is for water.
No, this is actually like a storm. This is like a storm drain. So, yeah. And it's right up. The interesting thing about Sunland, people think about Los Angeles as all city. Sunland is a lot of equestrian property, a lot of bigger lots.
Country,
And then we have the Santa Monica Mountains that run through our community. And at the bottom and the base of the Santa Monica Mountains is a wash. So when everything gets, when we do have rain, which is, you know, once
next
every
year.
10 years, the water has a place to go. Well, here's what's happened. Since that's been dry because of the drought, we have a very large homeless population. A lot of people that live in Sunland are, I think the medical term is cracked out. And so
they're lost members of society.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, okay.
So they've taken up residence in the wash. Okay, a lot of them, like encampments, have popped up.
Right.
So finally, the city, after being complained about from all the residents going, you got to get these people out of the wash, went through probably about two or three weeks ago, and moved all of the people out of the wash, and then they've set up weird shops like all over town because they didn't tell them to go. They didn't give them a place to go. They just told them you can't come here. So I don't know how this guy escaped that, but he is apparently living there in a tent.
Through the cracks, as it were.
Exactly.
Pardon
the pun. He made it. He actually made it to live in the wash, but yeah, then his hunting trip turned strange.
Mm.
So that's the most exciting story in my neck of the wood. Do you like it?
Yeah.
So now now there's this huge manhunt. Apparently, they found a femur in Altadena, so they're wondering if it's all connected.
The femur is the arm bone. Yes, right. Let's see how many pieces of this body we can find. It has nothing to do. So that's a better story than I told you yesterday about the whip and the cell phone in my car in my driveway out there.
Look, a cell phone's a cell phone. A hand needs to be connected to you.
All right, so Kenny, your turn to best. Time to best the story.
Oh, I don't know if I can. It's hard to best a hand.
Can't.
What's the most important thing going on in your life today? Versus what is, according to the news media, the most important thing going on in the world or in our country or in Southern California where you live?
Well, to be honest, the most important thing in my life, narrowing it down to that, is that my dog, who is a shelter dog, a rescue.
Fairly new dog.
Yeah.
Right.
Has a little bit of PTSD from previous owner. I don't know how people can do this. He's 11 years old, and they decided he was going to be an outside dog after being inside all his life. And he kept trying to climb the fence to get back inside where the people were. So they dumped him off at the shelter. And he's an inside dog here, and he hangs out with me. He's my radio dog. He hangs out with me during the show every
day. Charlotte was with me
for
all those years. Yep.
And, but at night when it's dark out and he needs to go out, he asks, and I let him go out. And if I'm not back to get him right away, he kind of freaks out a little bit, and he's very sort of sad and clingy this morning because he was outside in the cool rain for a little while.
Oh. Baby.
So, and not as exciting as a hand.
But it's a story.
Props to Ken and his wife, Lisa, for adopting a dog that's 11 years old from the shelter, because that never really happens.
Well, they don't usually get to be 11. I'm thinking back as you were telling that story to Meredith and I adopting this dog that was a two-year-old plus a pit bull combination of something, who had been in the home of an alcoholic and was very sensitive to noises and was very protective of itself. Her name is Millie. She's come around to being extraordinarily, not necessarily just normal, whatever that is, but she has accepted what our life, she lives with Meredith most of the time. She's here when Meredith's traveling, that sort of thing. But the idea of what people do to these animals, how they treat, how people who consider themselves to be good human beings, one of the definitions I have anyway, because of my love of cows and dogs and horses as well. We're trying to create a bovine, equine, canine sanctuary on my farm. And that's a whole different story that I'll tell at a different time. But in essence, the idea of these beings not being as important as we human beings are in the mind of some human beings, how dare you? How dare you suggest that because you walk on 2 feet instead of four, or because you can communicate with somebody else that looks like you in a way that you understand, and you can't really, or some of you don't think you can communicate with dogs, even though they are communicating with you. Listen to the story that Kenny just told you. There, if there's any more clear form of communication there without using words, I don't know what it is. That's a perfect example of an animal. We're animals. They're animals. Of them communicating with us, even though they don't have that skill.
If you volunteer to take care of something, and you take on the responsibility of taking care of something, you take care of it.
Yes.
It's just, you know, that's how I was raised.
Otherwise, you're scum.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, especially because it's not like, this sounds terrible, but, you know, sometimes you get surprised with the pregnancy, or sometimes you get surprised with something. You actually have to make a concerted effort to go out and find an animal to take care of, and then you better take care of it.
It is extraordinarily, just distressing to me that we have people that will treat those beings the way that they treat them. But thank heavens for people like Kenny. And Jennifer, even though she's got a... Is that cat a rescue cat that you have, or is that
a
cat?
Yeah, it's a rescue cat. Well, it was a cat that was birthed in one of my mom's friend's yard.
So you took it and took care of it and gave it a good life. And I'd like
although
to think I
just
did
read
that
in
for...
USA Today.
Yeah.
There was an article out yesterday that I've saved so that we can ask Warren Eckstein, our pet expert, about it.
Mm-hmm.
Your pet may want to kill you, it says. Your cat is actually, like, because of its link to lions, if it were bigger, your cat would try to kill you.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Isn't that nice, my cuddly little kitty?
That's not a surprise about cats.
Oh, I know. I'm pretty certain if my cat were bigger, she'd definitely try to kill me.
Ah, good. All right, so, folks, this is more interesting than the governor's race in Kentucky. How many people are interested in the governor's race in Kentucky? Raise your hands.
That's actually an interesting one because it's sort of like a mini Trump race, sort of.
In a manner of speaking, it is.
Yeah.
But then there are those who don't think that's very interesting either.
Well, most
anymore.
People don't know about it.
But if you look across the purview that we have, one of the things that I find distressing about the standard news media in our country is that most of the focus. Each day, when I go through the 14 or 15 different sources that I have, and Kenny, you maybe can back me up if you're thinking this way, most every headline that I'm looking at has nothing to do with what's going on in America. The Egyptian plane crash, the Trans-Canada pipeline, the European Union, the Iraqi situation, the Vatican, and a scandal over there.
I'm going to ask you a question about one of those stories later today because I know we don't have a lot of time to get into it now, but I want you to prepare yourself.
Prepare.
And that is
myself.
What the heck happened to that airplane?
I have a theory based on watching an episode of The House of Cards on the plane coming back last night.
That's a great show, isn't it?
Glad you asked.
What a creepy, horrible show, but so great.
Yeah, well, it is, and it brings out the best and or the worst, the best of the writers and the worst of humanity, it would seem. So, folks, how are you doing so far? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 18.
Called Stream of Consciousness.
Past the hour, yes, Stream of Consciousness Radio.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
2 days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following.
Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds.
So stoked.
Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Our Doug Steffens Good Day program Tuesday is on the air. Yesterday was Monday, tomorrow will be Wednesday. Hello, how now? How now, brown cow? How are things today? Well, let's see if we can get a perspective on things from the late night slots that are occupied by Stephen Colbert and Seth Meyers, because everybody else seems to not be active this week. The Stephen Colbert monologue featured a joke about daylight savings time.
I'm not sure where they get that hour to give to us on Sundays. You know, they take it from us in the spring. You know, they take it out of our clock and then they store it in like a temperature controlled vault. 1 hour, like inside Mount Rushmore, next to the titanium ingot that represents exactly how long a Tootsie Roll can be. All the most important measures are in there. And then in the fall, I assume they take it out of the vault and insert it back into the clock hole. That hour is the most free hour of the entire year because you don't plan for it. You wake up at 9, you realize it's only 8, and then you go back to bed until noon.
That was funny.
How terrible is that? I read that Jimmy Fallon's ratings are down. Have you seen that?
No, but they are because we talked about this yesterday. And maybe we need to go back to doing... Well, the last time I cut these guys all loose and decided that we'd focus on the history of the day or whatever it is, because this stuff is just not funny.
Some of it is. Let's just go with it. Let's try the next one.
All right, here's Seth Meyers.
Bernie Sanders is spending $2 million rolling out his first TV campaign ad. $2,005,000 if you count the cost of his suit. Bernie Sanders this weekend took his 3 grandchildren trick-or-treating in New Hampshire, or as Fox News reported it, Bernie Sanders supports handouts for the unemployed.
But he's talking like he's always talking, like he's yelling all the time so you can hear me. I don't understand why it is everybody can hear me because I'm Seth Meyers and I'm doing a late night show and it sounds like this.
That's kind of what it does sound like.
It does sound like that.
Just to be fair, that's pretty much what it sounds like.
Okay, here we are now. Since I'm having some fun, let's look outside and find some cows and see if the horses are running around. And that's funny here.
Okay, that started to sound like you're going into some kind of Bill Cosby thing.
A little bit.
All right.
A little bit.
That's like if Seth Meyers.
See how the cows are doing, you see.
Yeah, Seth Meyers and Bill Cosby had a baby that had a drug problem. That's what you just did.
Speaking of Bill Cosby, he and his former attorney are going to be deposed by lawyers for Janice Dickinson.
Yeah, good luck.
The Superior Court of Los Angeles ruled that Cosby and his former lawyer have to give sworn testimony sometime this month. Janice Dickinson, who is among dozens of women alleging that Cosby molested them, is suing Cosby for defamation over statements he made last year. And guess who the lawyer is on her side?
Hello, Gloria.
Hello, Gloria.
Hello, Gloria.
All right, so then we have...
Did you see the... I'm sorry to interrupt, but did you see the Bill Cosby Halloween costume?
No.
So you dress up. So the person that's dressing up dresses up as a woman. Okay, so whether you're a woman or a man or whatever, you dress up as a woman. And then there's something that you like a halter that you stick to your back that has like a dummy doll on it that they've glued a Bill Cosby face to that has its hand wrapped around you.
Really?
And in all the pictures that I've seen, like the person that was actually dressed up like pretends to be passed out while Bill Cosby's peeking around your shoulder.
That really
funny.
Is gross. Yeah.
Oh,
but what we've been talking about is funnier than the late night show hosts. So maybe we just do our own monologue. That's it.
Do you want me just to tell you again how they found a hand while the homeless man was searching for gold.
We can pass on that. But I think maybe we ought to do, that's what we ought to do here every morning. 28 past the hour.
Search for gold.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
This is a MultiView special report brought to you by Bank of America. Women small business owners are prioritizing their businesses, customers, and employees over themselves. According to Bank of America's Small Business Owner Report, 23% of women have never given themselves a raise, despite more than half working 50 hours or more a week. The sacrifices being made don't stop at raises. At least 27% have delayed or foregone compensation for as long as 2 weeks, and 37% have charged work-related expenses to their personal credit cards to cover the cost of doing business. Jill Calabrese-Bain, Bank of America Small Business Executive.
While both men and women business owners are making substantial sacrifices in their personal lives for the sake of their businesses, many women-owned businesses are recognizing the need to reward themselves in both their professional and personal lives for their hard work and commitment to their businesses, employees, and customers.
For more information and to view the 2015 Small Business Owner Report, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. And Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few moments with some information. I would say it could be life-saving or life-changing. That's always the case with Jack. At least that's the way I find his information to be. This is the marking of the end of depression days, in a manner of speaking. The stock market. Remember when we started October, people were talking about the crash is coming, the world's coming to an end. It was not a good September, and people said, "Wow, that leads up to October," because every year since the Depression, the signs, what do they call it? October, it wasn't October surprise, but there was some kind of October event that would knock the stock market off on its ear. But doesn't seem to me the stock market was so bad this past month. Everybody agree with that?
I think it's been okay, but I don't really pay attention, so
well,
I'm just going with what you say.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really...
None of my assets have been tied up in stocks for years.
Okay? No. Is that what it is?
I have them tied up in little things like my piggy bank.
All right, well, the good news today is that the Dow Jones Industrial Average has moved into the black. Those of you who pay more attention to the Dow Jones Average...
Why you gotta be racist?
I didn't hear what you said.
Why you gotta be racist?
All right, Kenny, do we have her connected on... Kara.
Aww.
Is she on the ISDN or is she on the internet thingamabubber? Whatever it is, it seems to me you better put her on something. On whatever it is that she's not on, because I don't think we're making a good connection here. Anyway, the Dow Jones average, I've said this before, a lot of times when it comes to thinking about the stock market or money issues, that sort of thing, people pay so much attention to the Dow Jones average only because of the name Dow Jones. They aren't really in indices like the Standard & Poor's 500. Is there 500 stocks there? Or the NASDAQ? which is a different side of the same equation. But anyway, so the news media will tell you today that there were solid stock gains adding to big advances last month. So the index is into positive territory for this year so far. Those are 30 different stocks that they monitor, and that's it. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of stocks. These are what they call the blue chip stocks, the one from companies that we all admire, or we all think, wow, wouldn't you like to have a lot of stock in that? So anyway, but I was looking back onto this day in 1929, because this is the day when 60 million shares were traded in panic selling, end of October, 1st of November, and the outcome wasn't great. But yet, with all of the hoopla and all the negative focus, this year wasn't bad at all. What I find most interesting, Kenny, Jennifer, you okay? You're back again now?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. There was an astrologer named Evangeline Adams who saw into the future and predicted the crash, along with other things that were occurring at that time, like the Lindbergh flight. Unfortunately, though, she didn't listen to her own advice, and she lost $100,000 when the market crashed. So there are we chuckle sometimes about those who have sensitivities, and some people make fun of me because I have strong belief in astrology. I happen to think that it's a great tool for helping you in your business and your personal life, that sort of thing. Should you live your life based on what they tell you? No. But it's a good key, I find, a good key to what's going on. All right,
doesn't it, doesn't it seem like they can't always tell for themselves either?
Well, I think that's the question. Yeah, exactly. I mean, Uri Geller's been asked this 100,000 times. How come you don't use this to make... you must be able to see what the winning lottery number is going to be.
Right. Yeah. Or predict sports games so that you can bet in Vegas or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, right. And I'm not sure that that's a fair... Well, I don't know. I think if I had that gift, would you abuse it if you had it and you could pick the numbers?
Yes.
Oh, nice to know. Thank you.
If you had the winning lottery numbers in your brain every week, twice a week for your whole life, at some point you'd have to break and buy a lottery ticket.
All right. So the Republican Party in the news today because they are upset. We're back again to this guy Priebus, who sounds like a real... Just kind of a
real Priebus,
a jerk. That's what I get out of. And maybe if that's your name, then maybe that's what you grew up to be. It's kind of like
a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, right. So we are today is 1 year out. Exactly 1 year from today will be Election Day. Won't it be interesting to see what happens over the course of the next 12 months? Republican Party looking at a primary that maybe somewhat chaotic, although I think a number of these people are going to drop out. This, again, is news media twist on things. I don't know if I would say that the all the candidates are fighting for your support. Do you feel like that, Jennifer, that there's somebody out there who's fighting for your support?
With the debates, okay, so I study this stuff, you study this stuff because we, and Ken, because we're on the radio every day, we read the news, and we're pretty familiar with the candidates, and I especially really try to go in and see what each candidate stands for, because I really do take it seriously when I vote, and I want to know who I should support, you know, publicly, verbally, in case somebody cares what I think. But that being said, if you're just an average Joe, and if you know, just an American who's trying to figure out who to vote for, if you listen to any of the past three debates for the Republicans, not so much. I was in the Czech Republic during the Democratic debate, so I'm looking forward to seeing the next one because I really didn't get to watch that one all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're someone who's watching to try to pick a candidate on the GOP side, there are so many gotcha questions by the moderator, and there was so much infighting, and then there was the attack on the media. You don't really know what these guys stand for. Wouldn't it be cool if the next debate you'd actually get maybe some policy so that these guys actually have an opportunity? And I don't think it's the candidate's fault necessarily. I think a lot of it has to do with the moderators wanting to get ratings, and so they're asking very sensational questions and, mm-hmm. you know, trying to get those crazy responses out of Donald Trump or Chris Christie or whatever.
Waste of time.
But yeah, I want to know what they stand for, and I'm hoping in the next debate that maybe you actually get some platforms, because mm-hmm. it'd be nice. I'm not sure that America really knows now the difference between the candidates. They may know they want to change, but I don't know if they know the details.
I think the definition of America and Americans is so broad and wide. Some want something, some others want something else. It's not the way it was, for sure. Maybe that's a good thing, maybe not. We haven't had very much success in getting decent people elected to office.
But people know who can deliver it to them. Because
I don't think you're
going to
find out. They'll mask it themselves. They'll have 30-second soundbite commercials, and they'll buy space in big newspapers and give you, you know, the punchline, two or three words, elect me because I am me.
Well, one thing I really like, so these GOP guys, it's led by Ben Carson, Donald Trump, and Lindsey Graham, and then about, I don't know, the remaining half of the candidates all got together over this past weekend to discuss what they would like to see, because Priebus isn't doing it for them. So they want to discuss what they want to see and discuss if they want to see
guns. Wouldn't you think the person that's running, supposedly head of the party, is going to be listening? What kind of nonsense is this?
Because they don't like the candidates that are winning.
No, so who are they to say?
I know.
The beneficiary of what they do supposedly is us. So
I know, but they don't
care. If I were a Republican, I'd be dropping out. Like, Republicans should be dropping out of the Republican Party like flies.
And just creating their own.
Exactly.
Well, here's what I did like about what the candidates came up with. They want to be in control. They want to have an mandatory opening and closing statement, mandatory even questions. So you don't get invited on the stage and stand there for 3 hours listening to everybody else talk while you get one question. So the same amount of questions. But they want to be able to control their own graphics. And how cool would it be if they say, and I'm using our favorite guy for right now for an example, but what if they said, okay, Donald Trump, you're talking about immigration. What's your plan? And he was able to click a button and put up a slide that says, here it is, da, 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 da. And I think that would be awesome, and I think it would add a lot to the debate if they could actually control those graphics on the screen, and that's what the candidates want to do, and I like that.
42 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us in a moment to discuss why death rates for middle-aged white people are rising in America. That's next on Good Day.
I hope he hasn't lied.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap Foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
This is Jane Applegate with a staple small business tip. Digital printing makes glossy postcards or even two-sided business cards affordable. You'll also save by printing more at once instead of repeat orders. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Jack Stockwell, 44 past the hour on Good Day. Dr. Jack is responsible for the Forbidden Doctor podcast this week. Every week there's a new theme or a theory. Actually, you put some of them together, and you've had, I think, as many as 3 weeks in series of things. Breast cancer comes to mind. What other things have you done sort of in documentary style, Jack?
Well, the latest one is, during the entire month of October, we were hitting foods. The latest one that just came out is, what if soda is killing you? Mm. So.
Sweet.
We spend, sweet and bubbly, yes. Mm. We spend a definite amount of time talking about what's really in the soda and some really good healthful alternatives. I mean, you don't have to give up the fizzy and all that stuff. There are some great alternatives for it. It's right there in podcast number 41, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
Right. Podcasts available by going to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You'll see in there a reference to a lot of different things that are going on in Jack's life. His clinic is in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a Nooker chiropractor. and has been practicing for decades. Nuka is basically the focus on the spine, although people say chiropractors are all focused on the spine, so what's the difference?
And well, really, chiropractors focus on the nervous system. Our specialty is neurology. Mm-hmm. The reason that we're working on the spine is because that's where the nervous system is.
Yep.
The central nervous system is deep inside the spine, and every segment level of the spine, there's more nerves that come out. And when those nerves are compromised in some way or another, there's certain organ dysfunction. There's other kinds of problems that can take place. Or with the endocrine system, with the immune system, digestive, eliminative system, all these things are affected by a well-functioning nervous system or a nervous system that's got some problems. And often, spinal misalignment contributes to that.
There you go. There's the explanation. Makes a lot of sense. I get a lot of chiropractic care, and I find there are a lot of different... There are a lot of variations on chiropractic. It's been taught by different people different ways over the years. But the bottom line is to get your body to function well. Jack does it extraordinarily well, and that's one of the reasons that he's here. Also, if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, this focus on your enzymic life. How's that? You like that?
Yes. It's enzymatic.
Yeah. Long life energy enzymes created by Jack and his compounder in his office, his staff, working to put together a product that will stop sugar cravings, help to restore the beta cells in your pancreas, producing insulin. If you take it on an empty stomach, the enzymes look for errant cells to rip open the fibrin coating on them and allow them to be destroyed. Your immune system is enhanced by taking the long life energy enzymes. I was looking at a couple of testimonials. Here's somebody who started taking the enzymes a month or so ago. Blood sugar was at 14, which is scary, and now a month later it's at 9. Her doctors are confused as to how this could have happened. Hello, can you say Jack?
We got another one. Yes, we got another one just last night. A fellow who was on stage four kidney failure just a week ago. Mm-hmm. Stage four. His wife calls us last night, says he just had a checkup yesterday. His kidneys are functioning normal. His A1C has dropped down to 7.7, which is still high, but it's dropped considerably. But his doctor says he can't believe it, to the point he drew 3 more vials of blood to underwrite what he had just discovered, because he can't believe you can recover that fast. We do.
All right, so if you would like to avail yourself of these long-life energy enzymes, you also want to sign up for the podcast. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, ForbiddenDoctor.com. In the case of the enzymes, click on products, then click on long-life energy enzymes. And if you'd like to buy some, you can use the code Doug, right, D-O-U-G in the box. Get 10% off. Long life energy enzymes do it. I'm taking them. Meredith's taking them. A lot of people are on them, and they give them energy. It's just good. It's a good way. I like it because it enhances your immune system. I would tell you, Jack, that Meredith is on a trip to the Middle East, and there are 16 or 17 other people on the trip with her. She's the only one who hasn't gotten sick. And
wow.
I'm going to retribute
Isn't that amazing?
It. Yeah, it really
Isn't
is.
That amazing?
Yep. Okay. So I asked earlier why the death rates for middle-aged whites are rising. Some attribute it to suicide, drug overdose, alcohol abuse. The U.S. death rates are falling in the sense that people who are older are getting older and they're staying healthier, but the numbers have been sort of co-opted because there are so many people who are middle-aged, especially white men, who are upset or not satisfied with their lives, and so they're going to drugs or they're just going. So the number of suicides in this country is, wow.
This is the generation now. You know, I just turned 65 last Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Your birthday is
And
a
this
week
is the generation.
Remember that.
Yeah, this is the generation where people are dying before their parents. Their parents are still alive.
Mm-hmm.
That particular crowd that was written up here recently in the news about what you're referring to.
Yep.
They're dying before their parents are dying because this is the generation that came out of the baby boomers who were thrown off of farm foods,
yeah,
off of the real foods from the earth, to foods from the grocery store. and because of just massive malnutrition. It's not just it makes them. I don't think they're drinking anymore or smoking anymore or anything than their predecessors did. It's just that their body's ability to handle these stressful things that come in through air, come in through food, come in through the stress of dealing with life itself, their ability to handle that stress is what has been so depleted by this malnutrition epidemic that's in this country, that it's showing up with these kinds of statistics. Mm-hmm. They're not asking the right question. They're not asking why are drugs and alcohol and suicide more prevalent today. They're just saying that's what it is. That's the problem.
Yeah, but not they're saying there is a problem, but they're not saying why there is a problem.
Exactly.
Which is what you're suggesting would be the right question, and it would be. All right, so we've got a lot of information, as usual, from Dr. Jack. Check out his website, which is ForbiddenDoctor.com. Jack Stockwell on the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 after the hour.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
About 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer and Kenny and I have the privilege of serving with Greg Stebbin now from Men's Health Magazine. He's the technology editor. I happened to be in an office, a doctor's office yesterday, and I picked up a copy of Men's Health Magazine. Saw the story of the sort of man of the year, a firefighter from someplace who fits into the category of what it takes to be man of the year from men's health point of view. Look pretty healthy. Look like a guy that was focused on being healthy. And that's not just your physical well-being. There's a whole bunch of stuff that goes with it. And so I think it's a good connection to have because there's such a varied amount of interest that is served by men's health, including technology. And Greg sees to it that the information that's there is as updated as possible, as he does here most every day. I'm happy to have him along. We'll talk about the Google X situation. Actually, there are a number of things that have befuddled me with my own technology. I think I told you, you weren't on Friday. On Friday, all of my, entire computer complex that I have in my studio in Santa Monica was melted, done, finished, cooked.
Oh, nice.
So I have the people that monitor I have the same people doing my technology repair. They do it remotely. And so the fellow who takes care of it went in there and he cleaned up everything and it was working marvelously, better than I can remember working for a long time. And so I come home, turn on all of my stuff here, and nothing works on the farm and the studio here. So I just want to with the technology. Anyway, I guess we all face that from time to time. Maybe it's just that I'm a magnet for that sort of stuff.
Maybe you have magnets in your body that are messing with these signals.
Wow, I never thought about that.
It's a conspiracy.
It may be. All right, let's focus on wireless carriers for a moment. Not all wireless carriers actually are built equally. T-Mobile, the Un-carrier, is at it again with the idea that you, not the carrier, should be able to have coverage where you want and need it most. Here's some information on that to think about from Brian Osich.
T-Mobile built up their national 4G LTE coverage and are now going even further with the new 4G LTE cell spot, giving customers the ability to use their devices even where there is no wireless signal. T-Mobile CEO John Ledger.
When unveiling the first 4G LTE cell spot, your very own mini tower. It creates a beautiful 4G LTE signal that stretches for 3,000 square feet. All you need is power and an internet connection wherever T-Mobile has spectrum, and these days, that's nearly every mile of the U.S.
T-Mobile also announced they now cover 300 million Americans with their 4G LTE network. The 4G LTE cell spot builds on that coverage.
It's totally free to Simple Choice customers. Just a $25 deposit, and any person, family, or business can walk out with their own tower. We put the power in your hands.
For more, go to T-Mobile.com. That's Technology Now from T-Mobile.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
All right, so here's this Smart Sheriff, a South Korean-developed app that is aimed at keeping children safe from online pornography and other problems that you get by being on in the cyberspace, as it will. Sloppy security put the personal details of hundreds of thousands of children at risk, so the whole thing blew up in their face. But isn't this a good idea in and of itself? Somebody's got to be able to come up with an app like this that will be clean. Greg, wouldn't you think?
No.
No.
Do I think it's a great idea? Yes. Do I think it's easy or even possible to do effectively? I'm not sure. I mean, one of the most effective apps for protecting kids from things like online predators and online pornography is a parent.
Oh, my God. Imagine.
I mean, and I don't mean to be cynical about it, but if you put all your trust in an app, first of all, who made the app? You want to go see who made the app. How often are they updating the app? How well are they securing your information? And it's never going to be 100% safe. So you may be actually weakening your protection on your child by depending on an app simply because now you think it's taken care of and it really isn't. But if you're talking with your children and monitoring your children and doing things like that, that can be much more effective. There are tools you can use to block things, but they will never be 100% effective.
Wow. Gee, thank you for that information. I was hoping you had some magic. Obviously.
Yeah, a lot of people want magic, and there's no magic.
No magic.
Stuff that mostly works.
Greg Stebbin works all the time when he's here on Good Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.